Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome to All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Thank you for spending some time with me today. On the show, we talk a lot about the idea of blood harmony, the idea that siblings have a knack for finding this special sound when making music together. Usually it's just used to describe singers, but our next guests may change that. Cellist 20-year-old Sheku Kane Mason wowed the world when he performed at Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding last year, leading the internet to crown him Cello Bay. Was that embarrassing?
It's okay.
It was okay. He is one of WQXR's 19 for 19, a program our colleagues launched to feature 19 artists in 2019 who are exciting the world of classical music. Aisa Akane Mason is Sheku's older sister. She's a 23-year-old pianist whose debut album came out back in August and entered the UK classical charts at number one. Yay, you. She's also a student at the Royal Academy of Music, where she's the recipient of the Elton John Scholarship. Aisa and Sheku are on tour together right now, and they recently performed at Carnegie Hall, and we are so happy to have you both in studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I'm telling you, our control room is full of people. They know you're here. Will you perform something for us?
Yes.
Of course, we'd love to.
What are you going to play?
We'd like to play, because of the time of year, an arrangement of the Christmas Carol in the Bleak Midwinter, which is... English text, but the music, original music, is by Holst. We've done a theme of variations on this piece of music.
Excellent. Sheku and Aisa Akane Mason.
Thank you.
That was Sheku and Aisata Kane Mason. When was the first time, what was your first memory of hearing music in your household? Because everyone in your household is musical. What's your first musical memory?
I mean, I'm not too sure actually what my first musical memory was, but my early memories include listening to the second Rachmaninoff piano concerto on my parents' stereo. That was one of the early ones.
How about for you, Sheku?
Yeah, for for me, the thing I kind of grew up with and what made me want to be a cellist, I guess, was Jacqueline Dupré's recording of Agor Cello Concerto, which is still my favourite piece of music. And yeah, I remember listening to that and being obsessed with that recording when I was younger and kind of basically wanting to play like that. And so that's my earliest kind of memory.
As I mentioned, you're from a family where everyone plays music. Can you give a shout out to everyone else in your family and what instruments they play?
Yeah, so we have a brother in between both of us in age, called Brymer, who plays the violin. And then we have four sisters below Sheku in age. Two of them, Konya and Jennifer, both play the piano. And then the younger two, Aminata and Mariatu, play the violin and cello.
How? What were the rules about practicing in your home? How serious were you as little kids? I think all parents out there listening to this who have children who play, who play, who try to get them to practice. What were the rules around it, especially when you were little?
Yeah, I think I remember always loving music and always wanting to be the best musician I could be from when I was young. And I just loved the feeling of performing. And I guess as a young child, you don't always understand yourself or can motivate yourself how much hard work it also takes. And so I'm grateful that my parents were very encouraging in that side of things because we wanted to do it, if that makes sense. And so I really enjoy practice, but of course it is work at the same time, so it's great.
How about for you? If someone's listening and they would love to motivate their child to practice, what motivated you?
I mean, for us, what always helped is our parents were very involved, so they would often listen to our practice. And when we weren't practicing, music was being played. And then we also had each other practicing for inspiration. And I think practicing is hard if it's like some lonely punishment that you have to do by yourself. But if it's part of the lifestyle of the house and something that you can all enjoy, then it's much better.
Did either of you try other instruments first and then settled on your instrument of choice?
So I play a bit of piano, and that was the first instrument I started with, but and then I started learning the violin for not very long at all, and I remember watching a whole orchestra and being really excited by the sound and the look of the cello, and that's why I initially wanted to start learning it and loved it ever since.
How about for you, Aisata? Was it always the piano?
So we all started on the piano, mm-hmm. and I did also learn the violin and viola as second instruments, but it never felt as natural to me as the piano, so I stuck with the piano as my main.
That's interesting. You said the word natural. It just felt, and we talked about practice and it's discipline and all that, but there is something about just it being innate to you and being part of you, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think you definitely have to practice to get the techniques and all those kind of things, and also the musicality. But I think you maybe have a natural inclination towards a certain instrument. And I just had I was just naturally drawn towards the piano originally. And that's something that's hard to explain.
My guests are Sheku and Aisata Kane Mason. They are performing on tour together. We talked about at the intro this idea of blood harmony. We have a lot of music on the show because we love music so much. And often we have siblings who are in groups together. And there's this idea that people who sing together who are related have a special tone. There's something sort of magical about the way their voices sound together. Is there a version of that when siblings play together?
Yeah, I think grow up around someone and you've played a lot together, then you share similar priorities, and I guess in terms of music, and similar ideas, and similar, you enjoy similar things, and also just being used to playing with someone for many years means that you have that special feeling of freedom, I think is the best way to describe it, I think. And so I think that just comes from years of playing together and knowing someone very well.
I said, what do you think?
Yeah, so it's hard to say if it actually comes from being siblings, because I think if you played with anyone for years, you would naturally be so used to each other's playing that you have a sense of freedom. But I think growing up together also means that you know each other well as people, which definitely helps with how you play together.
When you think about your brother's skill as a musician, what is it?
I think for Sheku, his biggest skill for me is the fact that he's able to be so authentic on stage, and he responds in a very natural way to the music, and he's very true to the composer's intentions and to his own intentions as well, particularly in performance.
Sheku, now you have to tell your sister. Tell me what your sister's skill is, that special thing about her playing.
Yeah, it's. I always think about the difference between just singing beautifully and actually talking with your playing. And talking with your playing is playing where each note has a meaning and an intention. And that's what I enjoy about Aista's playing. It's, yeah, it has that quality where it makes sense because it's speaking, not just singing.
Well, we talked about what you is similar about the two of you. What's different in your musical tastes and you're different in your musical styles?
I think what, yeah, it's nice to play with someone who has lots of similarities, but also it's the differences that make it the musical conversation interesting. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I guess we definitely think about different things when we're playing, and we listen to different music and are into different things, as well as sharing things we love as well. So that's cool.
I think it's also the nature of the instruments that we play. So I think because Sheku plays the cello, he's much more likely to kind of indulge more in the rich melodies and the time taking in the tunes, whereas because I play the piano, I'm much more likely to kind of flit in and out of phrases more quickly. And I think, I don't know if that's us as people or the nature of what we have to do with our instruments, because the piano sings less naturally by itself than the cello does.
My guests are Sheku Kanemason and Aiseta Kanemason. We are talking about music, how they got started, their family. And of course, you're in New York because you played Carnegie Hall. In the United States, playing Carnegie Hall, that's the thing. That's sort of, you know, that's the pinnacle. That's one of the goals. Is it the same way in the UK? Does it have the same reputation?
It definitely does. It's one of those places that you, yeah, always dream of playing in. And also all of the loads of the musicians that I have always admired have played here. And when we were there, look, just seeing the photos on the walls of people in history who've performed there, just makes it really special and a privilege really to perform there.
When you go home and tell all your friends about the experience, what are you going to tell them about it?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I mean, I think we both loved playing in the hall, partly because the hall itself was really beautiful and it had an amazing acoustic, but also just the gravity of the building. And as Sheku said, seeing the pictures of all the people that we look up to who have played there just gives it such a sense of wonder when you play there. So I'll definitely take that back with me.
My guests are Sheku Kanemason and Aiseta Kanemason. We'll have more with them after the break. This is All of It. This is All of It on WNYC. My guests are Sheku Kanemason and Aiseta Kanemason. We're talking about their career, coming to the United States, playing at Carnegie Hall. And Sheku, I know you've answered this a million times, but I want to know how it is you wound up playing at the royal wedding for Meghan Markle and Harry.
It was, I'm not sure why. You're not sure. Why, as in, I don't know where they would have heard me play or the reason why I was asked to do it.
But you were asked because you're very good.
it was a massive, massive honour, and also just the experience of the opportunity to play for so many people around the world is it's really special, and I love performing, and particularly I love performing to lots of people, and so that was a great opportunity to do that.
How was the piece chosen that you played?
So it was a combination of pieces that I've played and that I suggested, and also pieces that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle requested as well, and yeah, just some things something that would work well in that setting and with the combination of instruments. And yeah, I enjoyed playing all of what I played.
What feeling did you want to create that day with your music?
I think what was lovely was the, I guess the atmosphere of celebration. And yeah, I think music is often about sharing something you love with people, and that's definitely what the occasion was about as well. And so, yeah, I guess that's a perfect combination of things.
I think for a lot of viewers like me, there was also sort of an interesting conversation about here's a young black man who is excellent. There was a sense of, because Meghan Markle is biracial and very much identifies with her African-American heritage, and this idea that someone she would choose would be a young black man of excellence. I think there was a sense, at least for those of us watching, we were excited about that. Did you have a sense of that as well?
It was really, yeah, lovely that I guess so many different cultures, which are often not celebrated in that situation, were celebrated that day, and to be a part of that is yeah, very inspiring and very special. And I was very proud to be there. And I'm always, I guess, my main focus when I'm playing is on the actual music. But if in performing to the best I can, I'm able to also represent a group of people and also inspire a certain group of people, then that is a wonderful thing as well.
I mean, think about how many little kids saw you play.
Yeah, that's really lovely.
Who might never think about, oh, the cello could be for me too.
Mm-hmm.
I said you released an album with pieces by Clara Schumann, who was the wife of a composer, Robert Schumann, a lot of people know, but she was a force in her own right.
Yes, she was, and she's been very under-celebrated for many years, but people are definitely noticing her more now, and her music's starting to come into the foreground more.
Can you describe her for our listeners and what it is you liked about her music?
And yeah, like about her music? So she was actually in her day mainly a pianist, so she traveled a lot, she was incredibly virtuosic, and she did many concerts while her husband composed. But she also composed a selection of music, and yeah, her music is incredibly beautiful. It has a great sadness to it because she led such a troubled life, but it's also very fluently written for the piano because she was such an established pianist, and so in that sense it's very satisfying to play.
There was a love triangle in there as well, and her husband was ill, and yeah, it's a very dramatic story.
Yes, she had her husband was mentally ill, especially towards the end. There was a love triangle with Brahms. She had 8 children. So it's safe to say that she had to deal with a lot in her life. And she lived to about 80 or something, which in those days is a long time.
Is there one piece you would love people to know of hers?
I would definitely say the piano concerto is worth getting to know because she started it when she was 14, finished it when she was 16, and it's just such incredible writing, particularly for that age.
Could you play just a little bit of that? Do you know it off the top of your head?
Yeah, I could play like
10 seconds.
10 seconds, yeah.
Lovely.
Kind of reminds you of Chopin in a way, but it's also very unique and individual to her style.
Well, now that I let you warm up again, would you both play something for us, another piece?
Yes.
Yeah, we would like to play the third movement from Rachmaninoff's sonata for cello and piano, we played the whole sonata in Carnegie the other day, and it has always been one of my favourite pieces for cello and piano. And yeah, I particularly love the contrast between major and minor in this movement. And yeah, it's one of the most beautiful and sad but hopeful pieces of music, I think.
Excellent. That was Isaac Connie Mason and Sheku Connie Mason. Oh, I got the goosebumps. Sheku, you're part of our colleagues, WQXR's 19 for 19, which is trying to broaden the reach of classical music and get people excited about classical music. Why is a program like that important right now?
I think it's really, really wonderful. And I think great music and great classical music, what it can do and make you feel can be really, really, really special. And I feel like I've been very lucky to have been exposed to this amazing music from when I was very, very young. And I'm so grateful for that. And I think, yeah, giving that same opportunity to many more people is so important. And it's also, I don't know, getting to know this music, I find very interesting. Just listening to Aista talk about Clara Schumann and her life, it's when people say classical music is not relevant today, I think that's the closest to a soap opera you can get, really. And yeah, these people lived amazingly interesting lives, and their music as a result is amazingly moving and beautiful and interesting, and so I love sharing that with as many people as we can, really.
When you go to Spotify, your most listened to song, you know, it's No Woman, No Cry.
Yes, I
did. Bob Marley. Yeah. When did you first hear that song?
That would have been, yeah, when I was very, very young. We used to listen to lots of Bob Marley in the car and things like that. So I grew up with that music. And that's why I felt I wanted to do an arrangement for cello, because I've known that music for a long time. And I think all really great and moving music shares this one quality of being vulnerable in a way. And I think this song definitely possesses that quality. And the Rachmaninoff that we just played as well also has that quality that we can kind of all, our souls can all relate to, because it has that vulnerability. And that's, there's kind of a thin line between beauty and pain. And when music hits that spot, I think it's amazing, and that song definitely does that.
I said, what's a popular song or a pop song that you really love? I love hearing from classical musicians the pop songs that they think are really well-crafted and interesting songs.
A pop song that's difficult, because there's a few that I really like.
Go for it. I'll give you a few.
Gosh, what am I listening to at the moment? I mean, I like a lot of old school stuff. So we grew up with R&B. So I think, you know, some of the harmonies in Lauryn Hill's music I really enjoy, in some of her earlier albums. And also Dawn Penn, I like her songs. So it would be something along those lines, yeah.
How about you, Sheku?
For me, I've always, I've been watching recently lots of Michael Jackson videos and of him dancing. And he is, yeah, I mean, watching him and watching him sing, and the way his whole body responds so naturally to the music, I think is really inspiring in many ways, and such kind of passion and honesty in his songs, which I love.
I said your album is Romance is out now. Sheku, you have an album coming out in January?
Yes, yeah, I do. Of Elgar Cello Concerto, which is my favorite piece ever.
Ever?
Ever, yeah.
What's next after that? You folks have been so busy, but you're young, you're 23 and 20, you've got a lot of stuff going on. You've got energy, you're young.
Yeah.
We have lots of performances together around the world coming up next year, and lots of performances separately as well.
Yeah, we have a trip to Australia with our family, which will be really enjoyable, and things like this.
Yeah, it'll be a cool year ahead, I think.
Yeah.
Is there anybody you would love to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
Oh, that's a difficult one. There's so many, and I never know how to answer this question. I think, you go?
Yeah, for me, I mean, I'm sorry, Aista, but Marta Argerich is one of my favorite pianists and musicians of all time, and so yeah, I would love to play with her. She's someone I've always admired.
Yeah, same. I'd love to play double piano concertos with her, or piano duets. That would be enjoyable.
Well, now we've put it out into the universe, so
maybe she'll. No, she won't.
You never know. You put these things out into the universe, they can happen. Sheku, Connie Mason, and Isida Connie Mason, thank you so much for coming and performing for us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
This is All of It on WNYC.